Well, I think we had a good Friday practice. We've had a good week. As I said earlier in the week, it's hard not to get motivated to go up to Lambeau against a very good football team in Green Bay and work as hard as you can during the week to get a win. I think our guys are doing that. We got another day to come back tomorrow and try to put the finishing touches on what we think is a good game plan. And then we got to go out and execute on Sunday. But we've had a good week of work. We have a few guys that are, you know, that we're hoping are going to make it to Sunday. Greg was able to get some work, Greg Jennings, yesterday and today. So that was encouraging. So we're believing that he's going to make it. Adrian got some work today, so that was encouraging as well. You know, we'll see how he feels tomorrow. You know about Josh and Cal. Aaron Henderson is not going to make it, you know, still out due to personal matters. So he won't make it, and that'll give Audi Cole and Michael Monte a chance to play the middle linebacker position for us. We do look like we're going to get Latroy Guyon back, which is a big help. So that'll be a plus for us in the middle and help with our rotation and our depth as well. So we're encouraged by that. Brian Robinson wasn't able to work today. You know, he has some problems with his neck, but it, you know, we'll learn a bit more about how he's feeling tomorrow. We're hoping that he's going to make it as well. But other than that, you know, looking forward to this ball game.
Is Adrian going to be probable?
He's going to be listed as questionable.
How about Sullivan?
He practiced and he did well.
Okay, so he'll go?
Yes.
What was the difference in? I mean, Loadholt, I guess, had a short week, so he couldn't get back. But then again, Freeman was cleared to participate in that Friday, so It's doable, I guess, in a full week, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely makes a difference, short week versus a full week, yep.
Listen, will Robinson be questionable?
Brian, yes. Yep.
Will Henderson make the trip even? Or?
Probably not.
Yeah. More light on what's going on with him?
No, not at this point, Brian. Not at this point. But at some point, I probably will be able to. But not at this point.
Is it going to go beyond this weekend?
I don't think so. But I'll know more on Monday. Yes. So.
The middle linebacker situation as it is, do you expect to use Audi most of the time, or will Michael Monte get in there for a few snaps?
Some of it will be been due to Michael's knee. As you know, he's been battling that a little bit, so we'll see how he does on special teams and what he has to say early on, whether or not we'll try to get him in the rotation or not.
Your depth at defensive end, pretty thin.
Yeah, it is. So when I get back in, we'll have to talk through that, you know, what the options are, and figure out what we can do if for some reason Brian can't make it. Potentially. You know, we're pretty thin up front, but potentially.
You could promote, possibly try to.
Yes, okay. He'd be one guy to consider. Yeah.
Audi will start.
I
mean, he's pretty inexperienced, and obviously Henderson, and you know, he's your top tackler, has great experience. How much pressure is on him to kind of step in and try to fill that gap?
Well, he's got some guys up front that have to do a good job to help the middle linebacker. So we need our defensive line to play well, and you know, we have confidence that Audi can do a good job. But we need the guys up front to do a good job and the guys on the back end as well. It won't just be about him. But I think he's looking forward to the challenge.
Talk about him last year. Just, I mean, he made the team as a seventh-round pick, and obviously he's still around. What has he done to stick in the NFL, and what do you like about him?
Well, in the preseason of his rookie year, he showed some big play potential, you know, coming up with those interceptions for touchdowns, and did a good job on special teams last season along with this season. That's kind of been his niche up to this point. But he's always worked hard in practice. You know, we've always felt, you know, real good about where he is, and now he'll get a chance. He's a long guy with good range and very, very bright and good football intelligence. So it'll be a good opportunity for him.
Les, will you have Chad calling the plays, or do you want to keep that with Audi?
We've worked it both ways this week in practice, so you know, we're going to talk about when we go in this week and at least this afternoon and just determine is he ready for that? Is Audi ready for that?
How big of a challenge is it, or just having to get everybody lined up and call out the play?
It can be a challenge if you haven't done it a lot, but you know, he's been working that position since OTAs and, you know, training camp, so just hasn't been a starter at doing it. He'll be able to handle it. So, all right, thank you guys.